He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. Oh, it's November. Can you believe it? How many shopping days until Christmas? How many days before we stuff the turkey? Won't be long. Well, what's the market doing today? Who cares? It's Friday. No, I care. I care a lot. There are a lot of people that count on me to care. We've got the Dow up 68 points here this morning. The Dow is at 15,625. You know, just when you want to write this market off and start biting your fingernails again, this market continues to show resilience. Maybe there's nowhere else to invest right now. Who's going to invest in bonds? Not me. I don't know. It seems like stocks are the only game in town and money keeps pouring in. The NASDAQ up 15 points today, 3,934. I'd like to see it hit 4,000 before the end of the year. That'd be really cool. The S&P's up 8 right now to 1,764. Who knows? Maybe we see 1,800 before the end of the year. Interest rates are starting to tick back up again for this reason. I continue to not like the bond market. I've avoided it for a year and a half. I have no interest in it because I believe interest rates are going to continue to tick higher. We're at 2.58 this morning. We got clear down to 2.49 here recently. And then, of course, we had Fed talk this week. Sounds to me like more of the same. Doesn't sound like they're going to taper anytime soon. And I think when Yellen gets in, I think she's a bigger dove than Bernanke ever was. We'll see. Gold is down 10.50 an ounce to 13.13. That's an unlucky number. Is this Friday? Oh, was last night Halloween? I'm avoiding gold today, that's for sure. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we're having one of those rare fall days where I can see the visibility is about 100 miles. I'm looking at Table Mountain, which is about 50 miles into Mexico, and I'm looking at the islands offshore, and we're going to have about 82-degree weather here in San Diego today. I don't know what it's like in Minnesota today, but I've heard there's been rain and sleet, and Wisconsin's not too good. I'm sure the Hawaii folks are doing just fine, and the Seattle folks don't know what the weather. A lot of times the weather patterns up the coast are the same up there. They hit these same high pressures and same low pressures that we experience, but we've got one of those rare fall days today where the ocean looks like glass. And the water or the weather's going to be about 80 degrees. So, hey, it's a good day here. You know what? I mean, I want to give up on this market. I really do. I want to just take the money and run. We've got huge gains this year. It would be nice to just pack it in and take the last couple months of the market. And I've sounded a little bit negative here this week. I didn't like what I saw in the middle of the week, and then all of a sudden we have two great days in the market. So you know what? The market just keeps overcoming these fears that face it and these crises that face it. The latest crisis, obviously, was the government shutdown. But I think the new crisis that's come along is healthcare.gov, and I've been talking about this all week. And I continue to see these stocks that were tied to healthcare.gov. Okay, all these new folks. We've been told 30 million new folks would be coming into our healthcare system. Now we find out there were 6 on the first day of healthcare.gov. At that pace, how long is it going to take to reach 30 million? Well, I'm sure they're going to improve the website. And I'm sure it's going to be easier to enroll. But how anxious are folks to enroll now? Not only did we gain 6 people on day one, and who knows how many we've got year to date since this thing started, a few thousand maybe. But we've had 2 million now that have been canceled. That's a net loss using my math, which I was taught by the public schools, so I have to assume it's correct. And I continue to see these stocks like Centene, like Aetna, these companies that were expecting all these new people to come into the system, they're just dead in the water right now. And honestly, I think there was a lot built in. There were a lot of expectations built in, like Christmas Day, October 1st. Here come all of these new people flooding in with their brand new shiny health insurance. And I'm so glad that my salesman here, Craig, who's now, 60 years old, I'm sure glad he's got maternity insurance, because I was really worried about that for poor Craig. So I don't know. You know, I think the people's confidence, and they're just kind of scratching their heads going, what? Well, we didn't know what was in the bill. We're finding out what was in the bill. Maternity care for all. And I think it's really hurting that sector of the stock market right now. I've noticed these stocks have just kind of gone dead in the water for now. Now, they may pick up. It's too early to read a eulogy for the healthcare stocks here and pronounce them dead until further notice. But they certainly aren't behaving very well right now. And I think the newsletter that I send out this weekend is going to be a very important newsletter, because I think there's certain areas of this market that have been leading this market that we've been riding on and piggybacking on and riding it for all it's worth since the beginning of the year, racking up big gains. And that bus, it may be time to get off that bus and get on some other buses. But it doesn't happen all at once. I'm not saying that you should sell all your healthcare stocks tomorrow and jump on the energy bus. It's a natural process. One stock at a time goes out of the portfolio, and one stock at a time comes into the portfolio. You know, I've been looking all week for something to buy. I've got people breathing down my neck. You know, I don't let that influence my decisions. I do what I think is best. What does it tell you if I'm having a hard time buying things to buy? However, yesterday I made a breakthrough in the last hour of trading after an arduous trip through the market yesterday, which I take every day, searching high, low, picking up rocks, getting under boulders in the cold river to see if there was gold underneath. Whatever it took, I was looking high and low. Finally, I got a tweet from somebody, and I scratched my head, and I looked in the neighborhood that surrounds that tweet that was sent to me, and I found a beauty. And the very next stock I looked at after that in my process was also a beauty. So I added two brand new shiny stocks to my portfolios yesterday. One was a large cap conservative stock, which I absolutely love here. I just absolutely love it. I've used the service. I think it's a service that is necessary. They've kind of become the de facto standard in the travel industry. I think this has Priceline type potential going forward. And I'll be writing about it in my newsletter this weekend, as it's a new member of my conservative growth portfolio. And then I saw another beauty that I've owned in the past. And for whatever reason, I've just kind of forgot about it. You ever do that? Maybe you visited a restaurant a few years ago, had a really good experience, and then for whatever reasons, you just haven't been back. And you go back, and it was as good as it ever was, and you say, why haven't I been coming here more often? And I had a similar experience yesterday with the stock that I used to own. It fell off my radar. Somehow, I got a little bit behind on my valuations on it. I freshened everything up in it yesterday because I saw a chart that was breaking out. Now, when I see the numbers on the stock today, it's bursted in my top 100 just like that. It looks fantastic, and the stock is breaking out. That will also be in my newsletter this week. It's a new member of my aggressive growth portfolio. One stock is in the leisure sector. You know, it's not exactly a leading sector, but have you watched Priceline lately? Did you see the earnings blow out by Expedia the other day? People still like to travel. People still like to eat out. People still like weekend getaways. And the other stock is a cutting-edge technology company. And it could have a big part of the future of what goes in our homes. I can remember the day when nobody had a laptop at home, and now everybody has a laptop at home. I can remember the day when nobody had a cell phone, and now everybody has a cell phone. And this is one of those things that I believe could end up in being in a lot of homes in the future, and it's not in any homes that I know of right now. So you might want to get the newsletter this weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I'm a generous guy. 4 free weeks on me. When we come back, we'll talk about a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right tree.
I still like that song, you know, that's good old Dr. John with his New Orleans drawl or growl or whatever you want to call it. Well, we're not in New Orleans today, but we are heard in Atlanta, not too far away, and we're heard in Texas, and we're heard in Minnesota, and we're heard in Washington, and we're heard in Hawaii. And yesterday I was the man on Facebook, the Facebook story. I had the title lead article on MarketWatch with my take on Facebook, comparing Facebook to Yasiel Puig. What? Who's Yasiel Puig, you say? Well, he's one of the most heralded rookies of all time on the Los Angeles Dodgers. After just 2 months in the major leagues, he was being heralded as the next Ted Williams, and he was going to be named to the All-Star. There was controversy. Should he be on the All-Star team after just 2 months in the major leagues? Well, sometimes we confront similar issues when we see IPOs come on board. I see an IPO today, the Container Store. I think I've been there a few times. And you know what? I believe that a company needs to be public for about a year before we can really pass judgment on it. And I said that about Facebook. And then Facebook was public for a year, and it had fallen flat on its face. And then it became a best stock now along the way. Facebook now has an 18-month history as a publicly traded company. And I actually got into Facebook a few months ago, and I'm up 46% so far in my position, and I'm very happy with it so far. And I made a case for Facebook being 90 someday. And this article drew the attention of the CBS news affiliates, radio. And I received a call from KCBS, I believe, in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is an all-news station, where we're also heard on another competing channel up there, KDOW. And I was interviewed, and those sound bites went out all across the nation on what I thought about Facebook and their earnings that they reported. And of course, Twitter's going to go public here fairly soon. My advice right now, as I sit here today, I never say never, but I'd be very wary, very careful about Twitter. Give them a year as a publicly traded company. Give Yasiel Puig a year before we vote him to the All-Star team. Maybe next year. You know, he's earned it a little bit. Let's see how he starts a new season off, go through spring training, all this and that. Baseball's over. We're already looking forward to February 15th when the pitchers and catchers will report. That's not that far away, really, if you think about it. It'll be here before we know it. And we'll be making our trip over to the Arizona Cactus League. Pick those prickly things out of our rear ends, you know. Those cactus, you got to be careful over there in the Cactus League, but that's where we get to see a lot of the rookies and the wannabes and the hundreds and really literally thousands of players that want to be a big leaguer someday. Well, there's 3,600 stocks that want to be a best stock now and make my All-Star team. And at any given time, in my portfolios, only 25 to 30 make it. About the same as the All-Stars at midseason. You know, I was really shocked when we went to our spring training trip last year. We walked around the other fields at the Padre Mariner complex, and we saw all the people in the Padres farm system, literally hundreds of them. And you realize that opening day, only 9 of them will be on the field starting. And if one of them makes it to the, well, one of them has to make it to the All-Star teams. The odds, I mean, this is the best of the best when we get to the All-Star Classic. The odds of starting an All-Star game are astronomical. The odds of becoming a stock in my portfolio, I try to make it astronomical, doggone it. I don't take just any left-hander out there and put him into my roster. I want him to be really good. I've had this kid from Vancouver, Canada, just up the line a little ways from Seattle. Maybe you can smell their plant. I don't know. Methanex. They produce methanol, which I don't think is a real fragrant subject, substance. It's used in the manufacture of formaldehyde. Well, that's appropriate for the Day of the Dead coming up this weekend. Acetic acid and other chemical derivatives. And I know that it goes in our gasoline here in California and who knows how many other states, because it burns cleaner than the gasoline, the fossil fuel. Methane X is a $5.6 billion market cap company, and it's a stock that I own currently at Gunderson Capital Management for the following reasons. Here's why it's come out of spring training, all the hundreds of players, 3,600 of them in the market, different investments I have beckoning to make my opening day roster, even more than that, my all-star team, and Methanex makes the cut. Here's why. Over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered 23% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 42% to investors. Over 3 years, it's delivered 31%, and over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled. It gets a performance grade of A and a momentum grade of A. It may be a stinky substance that they make, but the performance doesn't stink, does it? It's a performance all-star. In 2008, however, it was down 58%. I want you to keep that in mind. I give it a D safety grade. This isn't like, you know, a widows and orphans type stock. You know, in all my years, I guess I've had a few widows, but I haven't had many orphan investors. I don't know where that term comes from. Well, valuation on Methanex is quite reasonable, in my opinion. In fact, it's trading at a big discount to its growth rate. Methanex is trading at 12 times forward earnings right now. Let's put that in perspective. The average stock in my database is trading at 19.82 times forward earnings. We've come back from that 20 level that we hit last week. Who knows? Maybe that's the ceiling on the market. We'll see. But this stock is trading at 12 times forward earnings while the market's trading at least the 3,600 stocks that I track are trading at 19.8. So it's trading at a huge discount to the market. Throw in a 20% growth rate expected over the next 5 years and you have a stock that's trading at a very big discount to its growth rate. That shows up in what we call a PEG ratio, which is that PE number of 12.35 divided by the G, which is growth, 19.7, and that nets a PEG ratio of 0.63. By contrast, Tesla is 4.6 right now. I just thought you'd want to know that. I thought I would throw that in. Very, very expensive stock. We'll see if it can support that level or not. Methanex has a very favorable valuation at the current time. You know, people criticize me, say, you're a momentum investor. Looking in the past, what good is that? Yeah, but I'm a value investor. That looks out over the next 5 years. I combine the two, so don't call me a momentum investor. And your mother wears army boots, too, to boot. We also have a stock that passes with flying colors my technical test. I also am a technician. I require healthy stock charts. That's why I only end up with 25 stocks in my portfolio set of 3,600. Methanex hitting new all-time highs today. It's number 166, and I own it. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked in the first quarter. I looked all week for something to buy. Well, I've got all these people. Aren't you going to buy me something, Gunderson? My money's been sitting there with you now for a few weeks, and are you at work? You want to scream and pull your hair out sometimes in this business? I say, yes, I'm at work. I'm here. I get here about 6:15 every morning, West Coast time. Leave about 6:15 p.m. West Coast time every evening. Yes, I'm at work. And if I don't find something I like for you, I'm not going to buy it. Because I'm very, very picky. Got to have value. I have to have performance. And I have to have a good, healthy stock chart. One that's not too far run away from the rest of the pack. Definitely not a sideways trend. Definitely not a downtrend. And definitely not a trend that's rolling over. If we can find a fresh new breakout, that's really my sweet spot. Now you've really narrowed down the universe big time. Boy, by the time you pick out just the ones that have the great performance numbers, that eliminates a whole lot of stocks. By the time you pick out the ones that have valuation along with good performance numbers, that gets rid of a whole lot of people. And lastly, looking for that stock chart that's in my wheelhouse and in my... It's like looking for a good pitch from John Lackey or from Clayton Kershaw, you know? They don't throw a lot of good pitches. But boy, when you get a fat one down the middle of the plate, you're going to swing for it. And I actually found two yesterday with about 30 minutes to go in the trading day. And I added them both. One to my conservative portfolios and one to my aggressive portfolios. One was a small cap stock, one was a large cap stock. The large cap stock, I believe, has Priceline type potential. Priceline is now a $1,000 stock. I wrote about it in my book a few years back, Best Stocks Now, How to Find Them, when it was, a $400 stock at that time. And I said it was going to $1,000. And the other stock is a small cap stock that I found that I think has the potential. Right now, if you looked across the living rooms of America, you would find laptops now, and you would find flat screen TVs, and you would find cell phones. That market is pretty much saturated by now, right? Right. But there's another item out there that I think could be a part. It could come down into the affordability range, which I believe it already is, for guys like us, just average people, to have one in our homes. And it could be one of the next revolutions here. And I bought a stock linked with that product yesterday in my aggressive growth portfolio. So the newsletter goes out this weekend. I'll spend a lot of time on Friday, 8 to 10 hours, and a few hours on Saturday just to make sure I haven't missed anything. And the newsletter will go out. And you'll see those new stocks in my portfolios. I also sold a couple this week that one was a double. I mean, it had doubled and it had lost its mojo. And I just decided it's time to move on. Maybe we'll get back into it at some point in time. But for now, I'm moving on. And another one, you'll see a few this week. So you can get my newsletter by going to my website, pwstreet.com. Someone sent me an email yesterday saying, we're in the options business. We would like to market our products to the people in your database. You know what I told them? Take a hike, pal. There's no way I would ever share anybody's email address with anybody. That's not the kind of business I'm in here at Gunderson Capital Management. If they come to my website and they want something that I have to offer, it's going out to you. You know, I make a very generous offer. I give you 4 weeks in a row, full newsletter. You can look at it. I'm accountable. I'm transparent. There it is. You know what really bugs me? These guys that talk about stocks on TV and they don't own any of them. Oh, this is a great stock. We think Amazon's just fantastic. They're executing. Well, how come you don't own it in your portfolio? How come you own Yum Brands instead? I have a hard time. It's very hypocritical in my book. When you hear me talking about stocks, almost every single one, once in a while I'll talk about one that I used to own or I want to own. It's on my radar list, but for the most part, 98% of the stocks that I talk about, I practice what I preach. I own them in my portfolios at Gunderson Capital Management. I talked about Priceline, which is now a $1,000 stock. It's gone from $400. Another one that I recently wrote about that I think has the potential to go to $1,000, I think it's going to be a $1,000 stock someday. It's currently at $726. So it wouldn't take much of a move. But when I wrote the article, is MasterCard the next $1,000 stock on the horizon? Oh, I got all of the usual comments. Well, that's the kiss of death. As soon as you mention $1,000, remember Apple. It got to $705. People were saying it would go to $1,000. That was the kiss of death. Well, we'll see. I believe MasterCard is headed for $1,000 and beyond. Not to infinity and beyond, but $1,000 and beyond. And I see today that Baird upgrades, no, FBR raises the price target on MasterCard from $690 to $820. I'm hearing a hum in my ears. I hope we're not ready to log off here. We shall see. Okay, I think we're okay so far. But that hum is usually an ominous warning. I'm just warning the engineers in Texas that we may be disconnecting here soon. If we do, we'll be back. MasterCard, it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. MasterCard is headquartered in Purchase, New York. How did that happen? Did they name the town after MasterCard, or did MasterCard choose Purchase as their headquarters? That's the story. I need an investigative reporter. There must be somebody within our listening audience that knows how MasterCard ended up in Purchase, New York. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? MasterCard is now an $88 billion company. Personally, I think it's a better stock than Visa. I own them both. Visa got put into the Dow. Personally, I thought MasterCard was more worthy. MasterCard was a $40 stock when it came public 7 years ago. And today it's a $727 stock. Here you've been carrying around the plastic in your pocket all these years. You should have been carrying around some stock certificates. From $40 to $720. And yet I don't hear people talking about MasterCard that much, really. You know, if Facebook had done this, or if Yahoo had done this, or Google did it at one time, it would be all over the headlines. This would be the greatest stock of all time. But instead, it's a plastic card company. It doesn't get a lot of press. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous. It's MasterCard, for heaven's sakes. What has that translated into as performance? Going from 40 to 720. Pretty good. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 37% per year. It's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 44% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 56%. B plus is what it gets right now, momentum. I can't give it a long-term performance grade because it hasn't been around for 10 years. We got to wait until 2016 for that. But suffice it to say, it passes my performance test with flying colors. Now, Gunderson, you just said you think it can go to 1,000. I have a 5-year target price of $1,337 on this $727 stock, and here's how I get there. I take today's earnings estimates, which are $31 per share. I grow them by about 18 to 19% per year over the next 5 years, is what the consensus analyst estimate is. Either the company's misleading the analysts, or the analysts don't know what they're doing. But you'll notice when companies report, they're usually within a penny or two of analyst estimates. So analyst estimates are pretty darn reliable in my book. And when I apply a multiple to potential earnings 5 years from now, I get a stock that's worth $13.37. Of course, we'll watch it along the way every quarter, every report, make sure they stay on track. How about that all-important stock chart? New highs for MasterCard. I do believe it's a $1,000 stock someday. And it's a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's number 87 out of 3,626. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I've been a stock market junkie for a long, long time. I've listened to numerous radio shows, pitches. I find some shows to be one-hour infomercials, to attend a seminar and to get a free lunch and walk away with a brand new annuity or whatever. And I've found some radio shows to be penny stock shows. We used to have a guy here in San Diego that did nothing but promote penny stocks. He was paid by the companies to promote penny stocks. And he equated this with paying your bills by owning these penny stocks, supplementing your income by owning these penny stocks and whatnot. And then there's the gold shows and whatnot. And there's just, you know, they come in all shapes and sizes. And you kind of have to decide for yourself, you know, which ones sound legit and which ones sound like sales pitches, you know. And there's a lot of newsletters out there. I've been a newsletter junkie over the years. I've subscribed to many, many stock market newsletters. Oh, I got to think back here. I remember Investec, James something out of Whitefish, Montana, used to do a newsletter. The Prudent Speculator, Al Frank, which does, you know, a lot of goofy little stocks, but he had a pretty good track record. I think he was the number one newsletter in the land for a long time. Oh, and there was the George Gilder, the technology guru, and there was the health science biotech newsletter out of San Francisco, and you know, all over the place, people got newsletters, and you know, a lot of them have become promotional products. You know, people tag along with these newsletters trying to sell their stuff, which someone tried to do with me. I said, go take a jump into the San Diego Bay. But you know what? When I started my newsletter, I said, you know, I want to take the best of all of them and try to come up with something that I'd want to subscribe to, right? Because I found the others lacking, and I'm sure that people find mine lacking and wish I would tell them exactly when to buy something and exactly when to sell something, which I may do someday. I'm working on a premium product that would send out emails, alerts, like Jim Cramer and like others that say, okay, we're buying this today. And then conversely, when we're selling it, well, we bought two yesterday. And so I would have sent out an alert. Here's what we bought. It's up to you whether you want to buy it or not. And then sent out the alert to when we sell them. I don't exactly do that in my newsletter, but I do it by the week. I mean, every Saturday it says what I sold during the week and what I bought new. I don't think the timing is that critical. You know, it's not like I'm a day trader or anything. I'm looking for stocks that'll double or triple or go up 40%. There's no guarantees. I just try to stack the probabilities in my favor, and I try to put an all-star team on the field every weekend. And I have four different all-star teams that I'm managing right now. It's my aggressive growth, where the action has been this year. Who knows where it will be next year? If it's not there, then I go in a different direction. I have a conservative growth all-star team, which I consider to be the best stocks that I can possibly find, the MasterCards of the world, etc., for those that are a little bit more conservative. And I have an income portfolio. Man, I'm proud of that income portfolio. It's designed to compete with whatever other income vehicles there are out there, but I like a little capital appreciation with my income. It's like I like a little horseradish on my French dip sandwich. I want my horseradish and eat it too. And the income portfolio, I think, is up like 13.5%, and it has a dividend yield of about 4.1% overall. It's an eclectic mix of stocks, because I don't believe this is a year where you're getting any income or any chance of capital appreciation from fixed income. Anything that's interest rate sensitive, I'm avoiding like the plague. On the other hand, the stock market continues to roar, so you can get your income in two ways from an income portfolio. You can get your income from the dividends that the companies pay, and hopefully the stocks are undervalued in good companies that also have capital appreciation, and we've done really, really well with that portfolio since inception. And then I have a mutual fund all-star team, because I believe that most people out there are limited. They have 401ks at work, and they have mutual funds to choose from, and they need a little guidance. And that portfolio is up almost 30%. It's just like four or five mutual funds. It's as simple as can be. And you say, well, I don't have those same exact mutual funds in my office. Do the best you can. It's all you can do. Do the very best you can. If you have small and mid-cap growth funds, that's where the action's been in 2013. And when the action changes, you got to change. You don't want to lose 30, 40% of your retirement funds. What if you're going to retire next year and another 2008 comes along, which it will? I can't guarantee I'll have you out when something like that comes along, but I'll do my best to look for the signs, to look for the warning signals. For now, the bull continues to march forward. Even despite all the worries and all the fingernail biting, this thing is doggone resilient. And it's now 4 years, 8 months old. How much further can it go? Nobody knows. Could go a long ways from now. We could still have a lot more upside. The mantra of a technician is a trend is in place until it's broken. And until that trend is broken, you have to ride it for all it's worth. So you might want to get the newsletter, take a look at the four model portfolios. I even have a fifth one. I have an ETF model portfolio. For those of you who like ETFs, I'm not a big fan of ETFs because it's like a bag of baseball cards that you buy at the baseball card show. There may be 500 baseball cards and only two or three of them are any good. That's kind of like the way I see the ETF industry. But, you know, the biotech ETFs, the technology ETFs, the small cap, the micro cap ETFs, they're out there and they've done pretty well this year. And I've done pretty well with that portfolio too. So anyways, I offer out 4 weeks. Go ahead, compare my newsletter against all the others that are out there clamoring for your attention. Only you can decide which one's made you money, which one's put money in your pocket, which one's given you good guidance through tough times, through good times, through hard times. You never know what's around the next corner in the market. My website is pwstreet.com. I'm Gunderson Capital Management. I also manage money for a living. You can reach me at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.